Hi, Katie.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
I can't stop thinking about that new Hozier song.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
It's too sexy, yeah. Eric. It's too sexy. I can't stop thinking about it.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. It just came up on my TikTok while I was waiting for you to set up.
What are the lyrics to this song, Katie?
Starving, darling, let me put my mouth around the world. He's not talking about dinner.
Yeah, he is.
It's a type of dinner.
He's talking about eating vagina. I just want to point out.
Is that, can, let's.
Let's pull it up real
quick.
Hi,
are you Hozier? Please, here, I think I have it on my TikTok readily available.
What's the name of the?
It's not out yet. It's only on the TikTok.
Oh, it's only on the talk?
It's only on the talks right now.
What's the name of the thing?
I think it's going to be called Eat Your Young. Listen to this. Oh, this is the live. That's the live version. That's not a good one. Okay, here we go. Come on. He knew what he was doing.
Come and get some. Pull up the ladder when the flood comes. Throw enough rope until the legs have swung. I'm starving, darling. Let me put my lips to something. Let me wrap my teeth around the world. Start carving, darling. I want to smell the dinner cooking. I want to feel the edges start to burn.
I mean, when you say it like that, it's not as good.
Sorry.
Can you say it like Hozier instead?
I want to feel the engine start to burn.
That's pretty good.
Thunder. Crystal. That was my Hozier impersonation.
That was really good.
I wonder if anybody ever did, take him to church. I wonder if he ever got there.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Does anybody ever take Hozier to church?
If Hozier actually does go to church, he gets that joke all the fucking time. Right. Like, he shows up at church and is like, hey, who took you here? Thanks, Carl. Fucking ass. God damn it.
Classic Carl.
Could you imagine if Hozier asks you for a ride to church? You're like his neighbor or something. He's like, hey, I was just wondering, my car's in the shop. Do you mind, what, Hozier? What was that? Well, do you mind taking me to church? Right. I would love to, Hozier. I would be honored.
My cousin is getting baptized, and so I need a ride. I need a ride. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Infinite Quest. It's me, Katie Soares.
Yes, hi. Hello. It's me. Hey, good.
And we're so glad to be back with you after a short break.
A short break. We'll call it a between season. It's a long, boring story. Yeah, but
it's just been a lot of like off again, on again. Yeah. And by that, I mean antidepressants working and then not working and then working again.
Weird professional stuff. Without getting into too much detail, basically, we're doing a thing with some. Well, we've talked about Geek Therapy. Like we've mentioned, we're working with Geek Therapeutics.
Hooray!
We haven't like officially started doing stuff for
them
yet.
We'll start in April.
We're starting in April, but that's kind of the thing is we didn't know. It's a long story, but like contract stuff about we didn't know what they wanted and when, and so we kind of didn't know how to make podcasts because we were worried like if we post it, they're like, "Hey, you were supposed to do a thing
for that." We forgot how to make podcasts.
Just kind of got scared.
Sorry, everybody.
But we now know exactly what's going on. So, anyways, we can make podcasts without being terrified that we're accidentally breaching a contract or something.
Yeah, we're good. We got it.
Which is also nobody did anything wrong. It's just there's a lot of fucking moving parts to stuff,
no,
and when
hard.
You got the ADHD, it's hard to
That's that's exactly what happened. It's just I get so overwhelmed by like details.
Yeah,
because I'm like, okay, I don't want to screw this up. I want to do a really good job. Like we're super excited to be working with them. Don't biff it. And then it just became like an impossible task of,
Yeah, especially since it's something I really like, care about, and think is badass. You know, it's not like we're selling underwear. It's like Geek Therapeutics is the shit. And so I was like, I really want to do right by them.
If you're listening,
yeah, I mean, I will sell underwear.
I'll sell underwear
if they are ethically made and
soft
then
incredibly
I'm into
soft
it. buttery
They say buttery. That's like part. Really, yeah, that's like part of their thing. Is they're buttery soft. That's what they always say.
That's not okay. That's solid.
Yeah,
that's the good description.
Also, buttery Casper mattresses. I'm just saying.
Those are
peppery? I've never read or never been on a Casper mattress.
I have. They're pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah. It takes like. You should get like a top thing for it because it's not really like a mattress so much as it is. Well, I'm sure there are whole mattresses are, but like the Casper.
Yeah.
What it led to like a patent thing. It's basically like a big matrix of hexagons, which are the besticons, which kind of like squish in an interesting way. But Casper mattresses are good.
Let's get it out.
Describing underwear as buttery makes me think of a time my dad was traveling to India for work and, he was getting a ride from the airport somewhere and they passed a McDonald's and my dad was like, apparently it was like the first McDonald's in that area. And so he was like, oh, yo, there's a McDonald's here. And the driver said, oh, I love McDonald's. It's so creamy.
What?
He described the McDonald's as being creamy, which it totally is. That is exactly right. Like, tell me McDonald's cheeseburger isn't creamy, you know?
It's not creamy.
It's creamy.
What are you talking about?
Well, I guess
about?
You also get it with nothing.
Also,
so
what is going on with your levels versus my levels right now?
Oh, that is weird. I don't know. Did I hold away from the mic? Sorry, me in the future who has to.
Did you accidentally turn yours up instead of mine? Is that what happened? Because I'm a quiet guy.
No, our levels are the same. Bean.
Okay.
Our levels are the same. I think
a
I was
small,
just having
a
loud
with
day.
A tiny little voice.
Just a little guy.
With just a little guy.
A little voice.
That's fine.
How's your ADHD been, Bubs?
Can you just ask if my other ADHD has been, Eric?
Well, sorry. You're right.
No, I'm just kidding.
That is like
not
the
great,
point of this podcast.
I guess not good. I don't know. I keep really freaking out about this podcast, Eric. Because remember when it was like, we're going to be educational, and then now we're not anymore, and I feel really bad and guilty about it all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you like us being educational or not? Email us at ask@infinitequestpodcast.com.
Well, it's weird. I think a particular part of this gig that I'm bad at, I just think of, you know, the podcast Pod Save America?
No.
Really?
No. I don't listen to podcasts.
No, not really, or no, you really haven't heard of it.
I've literally never heard it.
Oh, it's a podcast. It's a political podcast. Easily one of the most popular podcasts, like in the world. I don't know
is
in
it
the world,
about
but like
Victorian England.
It is not.
Is it about serial killers in Victorian England?
It is not.
Is it about Victorian adaptations of Shakespeare plays in Victorian England?
Nope.
That I don't care.
Okay.
Listen, I like two podcasts. Very specific.
Fine. Well, there is a podcast called Pod Save America, which is formed and hosted by former Obama staffers and speechwriters. So they're like, they know how not just like Washington works, but like the presidency works. Yeah. So they have like that kind of, anyways, but it's a largely news podcast. But anyways, they're speechwriters. And so something that they had to learn to do and they have to like teach the people that they write speeches for to do is that you are going to be saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it's going to feel really, really weird for you.
Yeah.
But the people you're talking to haven't necessarily heard you say it before.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, like, Bernie Sanders talking about, it's like a meme how often he says the word billionaires. It's because he's been saying the same shit for 40 years because he's fucking right. But so to people who are familiar with Bernie Sanders, it's like, wow, he talks about that a lot. But if you're just hearing about him, then you want to hear his fucking points. So anyways, I kind of feel like that where, you know, we could totally do another episode on executive dysfunctions. We could totally do another episode on how ADHD impacts school or sex life or whatever, which, you know, I think we should do. But it's sort of counterintuitive because for us, it's like we've already talked about that before. But it's like, you know, to somebody who just hears about the podcast, they may not have. So,
okay, but what if instead we just turned, we call M and we're like, M, hot new pitch. It's me and Eric and you, and we only talk about Jack the River.
I feel like that should just be you and M. I have no place in that podcast. M. Schultz, by the way, one of the hosts of And That's Why We Drink and Friend
Possessor
of the Pod.
And
just
host
friend of ours.
One of the only podcasts that I listen to. All right.
You should listen to more podcasts, Bubs. They're a great time. They're really good for filling up that like 10% of your brain that is excruciatingly bored when you're like doing a menial task.
That's what Hozier's for.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
I just brought that back around. That was really good. That was that was top tier.
How are you
going
to finish your chores if you're super horny though? That's the thing. I guess you'd be like, yeah, I could rub one out afterwards. The amount
Eric!
Of things that have fallen off of surfaces in my office today. What? Yeah, we do lectures at King Conventions, Katie. Okay, I'll mark it, and then afterwards we'll talk about.
I think, is that the first time that we have said the word horny on Infinite Quest?
I don't think so.
I think so. I think this is a historic first.
Somebody make a supercut of us saying horny. Horny.
Was that me? Was the last one me?
That was you. Yeah.
Horny.
Oh, horny.
Why am I an ooh-woo girl?
Katie, what do you call it? What's like a popular just sort of word for describing sexual arousal?
Horny.
Horny.
Thanks, Katie.
Appreciate it. This is starting to not feel like an Infinite Quest podcast. This is starting to feel like some weird, like, bro shit. I don't like this.
Okay. Do you want to start over?
No.
We can start over. Whoops.
No, it's okay. Listen, I, like, knew we're in too deep.
Okay, fine.
This is Macbeth.
Now I feel bad that I said we should start over. I stand by it. Well, I asked you.
We're going to have to put a warning in front of this one. Just like, hey, we got
fucking
weird.
Unhinged. Well, I guess that does answer the question. How is your ADHD going?
Not great.
Well, let's do five
I'm
topic
horny.
Changes. In... No, but I mean, just bring it back around. Well, I'll bring it back around. But no, my ADHD has been, there's like a particular like type of my ADHD, you know, like a mood of my ADHD.
Yeah.
Which is like very purposeful, very sort of like executive, you know, sort of like a Christoph Waltz in the Consultant. No spoilers, but you know, you can see in that he plays a very managerial kind of character.
I have a whole rant about that show.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's fine. Finish your thought out.
Like we could totally just change ours now. But where it's like, my brain is like, this is what we should do. Let's do this. You know, it's like very decisive.
What's that like?
But then in like, after like an hour and a half of hyper-focusing, my brain goes, okay, that was a total fucking waste of time. That was not what we should have done. Let's do this other thing. And then I'll do this other thing. I'm like, yeah. So it's like I'm able to focus on like an immediate on a thing like for an amount of time.
Yeah.
But my task prioritization is still garbage. So it's like I have the focus of a not ADHD thing, but like my brain still can't decide where to point it.
I was worried about you yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because like I watched that happening in real time and I knew that unless I could find a record for you, you would not rest.
Oh yeah.
And I was trying to like, I literally had this moment where I was like, should I get on like Nextdoor and ask the neighborhood if anybody has like a record that we, and then I remembered I had the one that we found, but then I was like, oh, it's not really like it works and it's fine. Hashtag video incoming.
Yeah. Right.
But I was like, oh, maybe we should like, and then I started hyperfixating on like, we should get a better record, like, you know, something that's like iconic or whatever. And so it just became this whole thing where I was like watching you hyperfixate on getting the thing that you wanted so you could do your video. But then I was like worried about making like, it got weird. I was like, I felt like I was like feeding your hyperfixation, but in like not a good way.
I don't know what you mean. I mean, it was kind of scary. Yes. Well, I mean, I it's not a secret, but yeah. So yesterday I made...
Yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted it to be like a secret.
Yeah, no, a gramophone. So
it was very cool. Like, I need to stress, this is one of the cooler things that I've ever seen Eric do.
No, thank you.
It was really neat. It was like all sciencey and shit.
Thanks, sweets. But so you have a phonograph, you know, with the big big bell thing, and it goes wink, 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 and there's the crank, but it's broken. And so I was like, I bet I could fix that thing. And so I started with taking the needle holder off and like taking it apart and seeing what was wrong with it. Turns out the needle just broke off and it's not one where you can just sort of easily replace the needle. And so it's like, okay, I could either try to take this pre-existing thing and use stuff that's lying around to try to make it work again, or I could just make a new one.
And it was
like
very cool.
Start from scratch. And then I remembered we got a stethoscope from a thrift shop because I thought it was cool and then we got one. And stethoscopes pretty much are phonographs. They're exactly the same thing, but instead of leading up to like a bell, it leads to like ear input things. And instead of a needle on a record, it's just you know, a surface up against the sounding thing on the end of it. So I was like, oh, I could make that thing, that into a phonograph in 2 seconds. And so I did. But we didn't have a record to test it on. So I was like 1,000% sure that it would work, but I couldn't verify it because we didn't have a record to test it on. And so it became a whole thing of like, well, maybe we went to Goodwill basically and they didn't have one. But it was, I felt that I was kind of scared because I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm about to drop. Basically, I'm about to drop. Like, I've been super hyper-focused on this for like 5 hours and I'm like going hard. Frankly, I'm in my element. I'm in my happy place. That's like my favorite place to be. And then being faced with like, oh, and now you're abruptly stopped without the payoff at the end of the thing working. That was scary. And I started literally going like, I bet like, you know, our neighbor, like, I just knocked, like, hey, do you have any, you know, vinyls that like, but like bad ones, because I might have fucked it up with my, you know, my haphazardly thrown together little device. But yeah, that was weird. And I mean,
it was like the prospect of having to like stop and like, okay, we've been to the closest thrift store, so now we have to go like for like at least a 10 to 15 minute drive, so that's half an hour both ways, and then it's like we gotta go find, like, and it just became like I don't want to anymore, like, you know, it was just that immediate like I just want, you know, and I was like, I get so frustrated about stuff like that,
and I could feel like the ticking clock of it, where it's like, okay, I know I only care about this for another 45 minutes. Like, I know that's the case. So if we, you know, and that was at the Goodwill, realizing they didn't have an LP. Like, I have 45 minutes before I stopped caring about this project. And I was like, so if we go to another thrift store, go to a music shop or whatever, that would mean some about in the music shop, I would stop caring. And then I would be far away and I would be, you know, should I buy the thing? So I just have more unfinished projects lying around. That was a weird feeling. But you were very, so supportive. That is my like favorite thing to do. It's just, you know, there's drop afterwards.
But then you have to tell people how we solved the problem.
You have a recording of Titus Andronicus.
I do. Solved.
With James Judy Gench.
By Shakespeare.
Solved by Shakespeare, baby.
I did. I have a vintage, is like, I think it's from like the 50s, vinyl recording of Titus. And so that's what we used.
Yeah. The first time we do have two records in the house. One is an original pressing, I don't know, of the Whiff and Poofs 1960 Yale choral thing. So the Whiff and Poofs are basically a male
acapella
group. Yeah. That's been at Yale for billions of years. And my grandfather was one in the 60s. And he gave Katie his LP, like his record of it that they give to the members. It was still
prized possession.
Pretty cool. And so
we got to listen to it. And that was really cool.
That was really awesome.
Just with the regular record player, Eric's half-assed,
exactly,
sketchy needle.
And so, yeah, we weren't going to use that one with my thing because I had no confidence that my little invention wasn't going to destroy it. And then we had the other one that came with your phonograph from, you know, the antique shop that you got.
Phonograph records are different than vinyls.
Yeah, and it was in garbage shit. Yeah. You know, it's. So to test the thing for the first time, I basically just took a stethoscope and put a needle on it, and then put it in my ears and then touched it to the spinning record.
Mistake.
It was the loudest thing I have ever heard in my life. And it didn't play. It wasn't music. It was just like just right into my ears. Great. Impulsivity, Katie.
But it worked.
It did work.
Not that I thought you were going to fail, but I'm still blown away with how effectively that worked. That was incredible. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm super excited for people to see the video.
Thanks.
When's the video drop in?
Probably today.
Emails to ask you to go on this podcast and demand Eric release the video.
Well, the next day, I've been talking for a long time, so I'll stop. And I'm also not hyper-focused on it, still a little bit in the back of my head. But making something that can play a record, like a vinyl record like that, is super fucking easy. You literally just need a stethoscope and a needle.
That's so cool.
And you're good to go. What I really want to do that's far more impressive is making something that can record audio that way, which is fundamentally the same device.
Yeah,
like
it's just backwards.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, man, wax paper. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I still haven't seen. That sounds awesome. Do you remember how how you did that in Girl Scouts?
No. I remember that we cut out a piece of wax paper. And that's all I remember.
Do you remember if you like...
I was really...
I guess that's true.
...worried about what my arch nemesis was doing.
You had an arch nemesis?
I did. I had an arch nemesis in Girl Scouts.
What was her name?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
That's true, yeah.
But she's my arch nemesis, and we fucking hated each other. We hated each other. But her mom was also in charge of the troop. And so, like, it was, like, this whole thing. And so I spent a lot of, like, time in Girl Scouts just, like, hating this particular girl and just being mad that I had to be there. And then she's my arch nemesis, man.
When did it start? What sparked the nemesis?
I don't even remember what started. It was, like, fourth grade, so I was, like, real little. But I remember it came to a head because she had transferred from a different school. And there was, like, weird tension. This is such a stupid story. So I was not good at school as a little kid because I would just read the book and then I would be done with school, like, the second week of school. And then my teachers would get mad at me because I was just, like, fucking around in the back. And so my fourth grade teacher was like, okay, well, why don't we get Katie a couple of, like, books reading? Oh my God, I'm telling this story so bad.
You're nailing it, Bubs. You're nailing it. Crushing it.
Okay.
You're good. No, seriously, you're fine. This sounded like a person telling a story.
Okay. So basically, I was really good at reading and I was bored all the time. And so my teachers were like, solution, we're going to give you a bunch of work at a grade level that is much higher than your own with the idea that then that way that would keep me busy. Now, this worked, except that they also decided that the only place that I could do it was out in the hallway. So they would just, like, hand me, like, an eighth grade reading textbook and be like, okay, go out to the hallway. And I had to be, like, shunned by my other classmates. Ooh. Because I was just, like, sitting in the hall, but I would still get the work done really, really fast because hyperlexia is a thing. And so then this girl got, like, jealous. I think her mom got jealous. I think she was fine with it. But her mom got mad that I was getting, like, special smart kid treatment. So she went to the principal and she, like, picked this big fight. So then this girl got to, like, come out in the hallway with me and we had to, like, work on stuff together, but we did not get along.
Ugh.
And she was also, like, perhaps a slower reader than me, and I perhaps did not have the patience and kindness in my heart yet to be like, that's okay. And I would just get really frustrated because she was, like, slowing me down. So we would get in fights all the time. So then her mom started a Girl Scout troop, and we were voting for what we wanted the name of our troops to be. Now, obviously, the correct answer was the Unicorns, because I was very into Sweet Valley Twins at the time. Sweet Valley Twins is a book series that millennials read about, and they had a club, and they were called the Unicorns. But anyway.
What? Is it like Dragon Tales? What is
No, it's Sweet Valley Twins. It's about these two sisters, and they like boys, and that's basically the whole book series. It's just called the Sweet Valley Twins, and they just, like, go shopping and shit. I don't know. Sometimes stuff happens, but...
It sounds delightful.
It is a thing. Anyway, also the reason why I desperately wanted to be 5'6 my entire life was because that's how tall the Sweet Valley Twins were. Anyway.
Are you 5'6?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I made it. I hit 5'6.
Nice.
I feel like I willed myself to be 5'6.
Nice.
But anyway.
That is how that works, yeah.
So we were voting on the badge that we would choose for our troop. And I wanted to be the Unicorns, like the Sweet Valley Twins. And my arch nemesis wanted to be the Pine Trees. And she gave a big speech about how we should be the Pine Trees because pine trees are tall and everlasting and they're green and they're stalwart or whatever the fuck. And I was like, psh, unicorn superior. But then here's the thing. We had a vote by putting pennies into coffee cans. But here, and so we all got 10 pennies and we had to, like, vote. So we could pick, like, first place, second place, third place, but we had to divvy up our pennies.
Ranked choice.
But here's the thing, Eric.
Hell yeah.
I could do a little bit of math, even at my young age. And I was like, wait a second. If all the girls in this troop got 10 pennies, there should only be 80 pennies or, like, whatever it was. But there were more because my arch nemesis had rigged the vote because her mom was the troop leader. And so she put a bunch of extra pennies in the can before we got there.
Bro.
And she rigged the vote and I caught her. And so then it came to a head.
This is so much intrigue. There's like political intrigue.
We're fourth grade girls. That's all we do. It's very dramatic. But so we went to a sleepover at her house. And it was me, and I think it was mostly Girl Scout troop, but some of the girls were from like a different school. I don't remember. But they were like, oh, we're going to give you a makeover. She like talked me into like giving me a makeover. But then when she gave me the makeover, she just clowned me. She just made me look like a dumb clown. And she put like way too much makeup on my face and made me look really foolish. And so I was really embarrassed. But I was like really mad and really upset because I was like, you know, but I didn't want to show it because I wasn't going to let her get to me. So I was like, oh, no, could you like take me to the bathroom and I'll go like wash my face? And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, do you have any like washcloths? And she was like, yeah. They're in this drawer. And when she bent down, I pulled the drawer open really fast and smashed it into her face.
Jeepers creepers.
And then I was asked to leave the Girl Scout troop.
you and like Jason Bourne her.
She still has a scar too. I looked her really? Up on I looked her up on Instagram like what? A little bit ago.
Gosh, what is the statute of limitations for assaulting a fourth grader?
I don't know, but it was the worst thing I ever did, and I feel guilty about it all the time. But really? I was really upset because they everybody got together at the party to make fun of me.
Do you think so? One, that was screw the that.
Dumbest story I've ever told on this podcast.
Well, so what would frustrate, like, if I was you, like, what would also frustrate me about that is that not only did they like do a dick move, but they did it by manipulating a system. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it was a voting system, a ranked choice voting system.
Vote, you know, snuck into
they disrespected my the process.
Private reading group. And she tried and then clowned me. And I was like, three strikes and you're out. Drawer to the face.
I'm so glad I'm taller than you. So I don't have to reach down and.
It's true. Also, I feel like it was an accident. I feel like if I search my soul, it was an accident. But I convinced myself that I was a badass and I had done it on purpose.
Also, was there there was a drawer with washcloths in your school bathroom?
No, this was at her parents' house. We were like, well, I was looking for like makeup wipes or whatever.
Okay, so she can get you for trespassing too.
Yeah. Well, I was invited.
Well, just presumably also, not after you hit her in the head. Well, I know. I'm just thinking.
It's fine. Can we not release this episode? Am I incriminating myself?
No, statute of limitations. It's got to be 10 years or so. You know, that was 25 years ago.
So anyway, arch nemesis, if you're listening. No, you are. And I'm not fucking sorry. I am, though.
Wore clown nice makeup at people. School.
You wore clown makeup at school?
Yeah.
Like also, on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh.
It was at boarding school, and I got really into skipping class, which now I can trace back to the moment I, like, my decline of giving a fuck about anything, you know? Like, that started a 10-year-long whatever of not giving a shit about stuff, which it's good to be able to not give a shit about stuff, but it's not good to compulsively not give a shit about stuff.
That's fair.
But anyway, so I had detention every day for the end of, like, they literally couldn't give me more detention. Yeah, I know.
That's impressive, honestly.
Thanks. So anyways, I just started having fun with it. And so one time my friend Asa, and I shout out to Asa. Hi, he doesn't listen to my fucking podcast.
You don't know. Maybe he does. Hi, maybe Asa.
Hi, Asa. But one day we were in, just so the detention was basically, it was 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Ew!
Right? And you just had to sit in this rotunda. And the one rule was you couldn't go to sleep. You couldn't shut your eyes. And you could blink, obviously, but you couldn't sleep. So the torture of it was the fact that you just had to sit there bored out of your fucking face in a classroom setting with, like, you know, the tick of the clock and the hum of the whatever. For me, the easiest possible place to fall asleep. And just stay awake for fucking 3 hours.
Jesus.
It was brutal. But anyway, so we were walking there, or I think we were at breakfast before then. And my friend, who was a visual artist, came by, and she had like her purse on her, and she was a visual artist, so she carried a bunch of random shit around. And she had, I think, talcum powder for whatever reason, and then lipstick as well in her purse. And so talcum powder on the face, lipstick for makeup, and she did a really good job. And we had like characters where I was like the sad clown with the frown, and Asa had like the big, like, it looked like she knew a thing or two about clown makeup. But anyways, yeah, and then we just walked in with clown makeup on our faces, and fucking Ulysses, the monitor guy, got really mad. But it was like, what are you gonna do? I mean, give us more detention?
Well,
like,
I was gonna say, why did you show up for detention? Because if it was at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I would have been like, nah, just give me more detention. And then I would just never have gone to detention.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I imagine if you don't show up to detention, then it would just compound and eventually end up in like a suspension or something. And the worst thing for me, because like I was the whole time, I was just like, holy fuck, am I privileged to be able to be here? I was like, the last thing I wanted was to feel like I was, you know, not taking advantage of the fact that I was able to be here, which obviously a lot of cognitive dissonance there because I was skipping class, which got me detention, you know, so whatever. But for some reason, the idea of like getting suspended was just embarrassing, because then you have to literally face your parents. Like my parents knew that I got detention and stuff, but you know,
yeah,
it was boarding school, so I wouldn't see them for months and months and months at a time. So it was like, whatever, they'll be mad at me when I go home for the holidays. But suspension, like you would have to go home and they'd be like, so you fuck, you know, or whatever.
That's fair.
But yeah, you know, con makeup, dude. You never had detention? Really?
Yeah. Well, that's not true. On my last week of my senior year of high school, one of my teachers jokingly gave me detention because it was like funny that I had never got detention ever.
That's funny.
And so they were like, oh, we're going to send you to detention. And I cried because I thought I was going to have to actually go. And I didn't do anything. And then he was like, no, I was just kidding. I was just kidding. And he felt really bad. And it was really funny. But I was really upset because I never had detention.
What a pure...
And it was hard. It was hard to not get detention because we would get detention if our shirts were untucked or if we wore the wrong color socks.
Wow. And they would go straight to detention for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was instant detention if your shirt was untucked.
Wow.
And it was like the early 2000s, so it was like low-rise pants and like short shirts. Yeah. It was hard. It was hard to keep your shirt tucked in.
Yeah,
it was like a whole thing. Or if you rolled your skirt up too short, they would give you detention.
Wow. Did they do the whole like ruler thing?
Usually they just made us kneel.
They made you kneel?
Yeah.
Why? To see...
Because your skirt had to touch the floor.
Oh. That seems weird. Something about that rubs me the wrong way.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a male fucking teacher coming in and demanding all the girls kneel on the floor so we can check how short their skirts are. Like, there's some fuck-uppery there. And also, it was a Catholic school, so there were, like, literal, actual, like, kneelers in most of the classrooms. There was, like, a spot.
Oh, wow. There was, like, a spot where they would...
Yeah.
That is so... Jesus Christ.
See, now you know I was opening drawers on people's faces.
Yeah, it's true.
I was going through a lot.
You know what? Good for you. I think you should have gotten a Girl Scout badge just for that.
I think I did.
Hardest to clown makeup.
No, well, the summation of that story was I stopped going to Girl Scouts because of that, and we just hated each other. And so I think our moms just kind of were like, okay, like maybe we should just like keep them separate. So then my mom just independently found out that you can just get Girl Scout badges. Like as long as you're like in the Girl Scouts, you can still get Girl Scout badges. And so I would just like go around and do like random shit with like no, just by myself, and I would get Girl Scout badges.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Dude, way to be.
It's true. So I got right all there. all the badges that I was like excited about, and then I just like stopped doing Girl Scouts. But I got my printmaking badge, and that's the most important
thing.
That
is cool. You beat Girl Scouts.
I did. I broke Girl Scouts.
You broke Girl Scouts. You gamed it and left. Way to be. Well, Bubs, that's 33 minutes of whatever that was.
Yeah. Also, if your children are selling Girl Scout cookies, ask at infantquestpodcast.com. I need some Thin Mints.
Oh, yeah.
It's Girl Scout cookie season.
Is it Girl Scout cookie season? Yeah. I've never learned when it is because I like just being surprised by it.
It's in the spring, usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Noted. Robin's new thing to associate with Robins. Other than Batman, of course.
Or the Princess Bride.
Yeah, or Williams.
Yeah. Or Banks.
Fuck, I was going to say Banks. Damn it. or letting Bob enter your home. Letting Rob in.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Or comedians. Like, this is a Rob Reiner joke.
Okay. All right. Was Rob Reiner considered a comedian?
I don't know.
He's a film director, I think.
I thought he was... I mean, I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
I know him as a Southwark character, frankly, so I don't really know.
Well, Well, I really feel like we've achieved our mission statement of educating people about ADHD and raising awareness.
We are! ADHD, boom, raised, you know? No, I mean, if we want to go back, I think we just have to, you know, decide that that's what we're going to do.
That's fine.
You know, to quote Iron Man.
I'm just cool. I'm just going to tell awkward stories from my childhood.
That's called the moth.
That's the moth.
I just invented the moth.
I really want to be on the moth.
You do great on the moth.
I know. I would fucking crush the moth. Oh,
man. We have to know somebody.
If you can get me on the moth, email us at askatinfoclasspodcast.com. And I will tell the story about the time that I became a professional orgy organizer.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'm just going to leave that one there.
I was going to say a cliffhanger for next time.
Well, everybody, this is sorry about this episode. From all of us here at Infinite Quest, remember to eat a snack. Remember to drink some water. Remember to take your meds. Eric looks so mad right now, you guys.
What? No, I don't. I just forgot where I was and what I was doing for a second.
Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to others. Even if they're your arch nemesis, rig the vote in Girl Scouts. You should still be kind to that person. Clearly, they're going through a lot. And looking back on it, it was maybe not the right thing to do. And remember that we love you. See you on Thursday, everybody.
I said Williams already, right?
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. That's the wrong menu.